Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, the scripture reading for this afternoon hour can be found in the 46th Psalm, Psalm 46. Let us first sing Psalter 53, stanzas 1, 3, 4, and 5. The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me down to lie. In pastures green he leadeth me, in the quiet waters by 1, 3, 4, and 5 of Psalter 53.
Before we read from Scripture, Psalm 46, we will read the 12 articles of our undoubted Catholic Christian faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Psalm 46, to the chief musician for the sons of Korah, a song upon Alamoth. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah.
Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Lord of heaven and of earth, we have heard in these moments out of thy holy word that there is a river, the streams whereof make glad the city of God. It is an abundance that is not to be diminished, so that there is a plenty from the beginning unto the end of the world, wherein thy church may be instructed, wherein that she may be fed, wherein that she may be nourished from thee, so that there is not sufficient room to receive it, when thou only openest the windows of heaven. Oh, when there may be but one doctrine, but when there may be one point which thou dost open unto thy children, then they shall receive a blessing that cannot be compared to the blessings that are to be received here below in this world. Oh, could it please thee to feed thy church out of those streams, that thou may open them to us, thy servant, that we may be enabled to bring forth things new and old out of thy law, and that there may be a rejoicing in thy house by thy afflicted and poor people, who may be given by those streams to rejoice in the name of the Lord. Lord, that thou may look upon all thy true children. We are ignorant thereof, but thou knowest who that they are for certain, for thou hast called them by their name, and they are thine. Oh, that thou may remember them in this day, when in this morning our word, but also sacrament, may be administered in the midst of us. Then thou knowest that which thou wast pleased to give unto thy church. May thou grant them a little chewing also of the cud, and that they may be given to meditate upon thy goodness, and that that blessed communion with thee may not only be the desire of their heart, but that it may be the experience thereof. Oh, by moments to taste something of thy favor, of the sweetness of thy holy word, that sweetness may be given to drop from thy lips, and that they may be given hearts to receive it, and to rejoice under it in the Meshech of the wilderness of this life. Oh, that thou may care for thy people. Thou feddest them every day in the wilderness with manna, and at thy church that is in the same need also today, that thou may remember us when we deceive ourselves. Lord, thou knowest the heart of each and every one of us. Then there is no difference from our side. Oh, then it can be that we live our life in this world, or it can be that we do take the things of thee unto ourselves, into our own possession, by the strength of our own hand. Oh, how we can fear ourselves, the deceitfulness of our own hearts. Oh, that thou would grant us, if that is our case, open eyes to see, ears to hear, and hearts to understand, that we may be given to acknowledge our guilt and our death state before thee, and that we may be kept on every side. And when it is, when it was that we have taken of the bread of the children that belongeth not unto us, oh, then wilt thou undeceive us, and wilt thou show us our error, and wilt thou keep us from working out our own destruction, even under the hearing of thy word. Oh, look on us, if we live a life of carelessness, if there is in us neither a hot nor cold, when we come and when we go, when we have no thought in preparation, and when we have no meditation afterwards, O Lord, wilt thou awaken us from our death sleep, and wilt thou cause our hearts to burn, even as the men on the way to Emmaus. O, that we may be given to know what life is, life from the dead, with a heart that is given affections, love for thee to burn within. And then we shall have no rest until that we have found a place also in that city of refuge, and that thou may remember then each and every one of us. Oh, when it is that in this morning hour we could not find our place at Thy table, and yet are no strangers of Thy work, then Thou knowest the place that we occupy in our secret chamber. Then Thou knowest that a burning which lives by times within our soul. Oh, that Thou may remember us then in this afternoon hour, and deal not with us according to our many sins, but that Thou would not break the bruised reed, and that Thou would not quench that smoking flax. Then we have read together that it belongs unto Thee to break the bows and to cut the spears asunder of that awful enemy of Thy church. Oh, that Thou may then come to the rescue, and that Thou may come to the side of Thy people, and that Thou may grant them in this afternoon a little token. And everything that is missing from our sight, and that Thou would bring along when Thou comest. We can only beseech it of Thee in our unworthiness. Wilt Thou remember all those that need Thee in special ways in this life, in the many cares, the concerns, the sicknesses of young and old, all those that mourn. Oh, that Thou may remember them in a special way, even the widows and the widowers, and the orphans and all those that miss their loved ones. Oh, could it please Thee to grant in the place of that communion that desire and that experience of that communion with Thee. Wilt Thou cause the hearts of each and every one to long for that blessed word that may be spoken out of Thy lips, or to receive from heaven a word of favor, a word of comfort, when we deserve, because of our sin, to be cut off from Thee. Wilt Thou remember all our children? They also have been witnesses in this morning hour of that blessed portion of Thy church, Thy children, whom Thou separatest unto Thyself. Oh, could it please Thee to give them to remember in their youth, in the days of their youth, their Maker. Oh, that they may be given a desire for that portion, that they also may know the joy of Thy people, that they may be given to hearken, to incline their ear, and to consider, to forget their own people and their father's house in the days of their youth, that they may be given to a desire to see that King in His beauty. Oh, Thou, they are not too young. No, they are able to die. They are also able to be converted. Grant them in this afternoon a little something, and we also a little simplicity, and that we may be given to be able to speak also for their understanding. And may Thou lead them and us together into all Thy truth. Oh, remember us when we have become old under Thy word, and when we have one foot already in the grave. Oh, Thou knowest the hardness of our heart, and how that it can be even in this day, in the hearts of many, when we have so often in our life seen and been witnesses of the administration of word and sacrament, and then when we say that it leaves us so hard, that it leaves us so cold, oh, then it is experienced and by those who are not altogether careless, and that there is from our side a deadness in sins and in trespasses. Oh, then it is experienced by some that they go upon their knees and they ask of Thee, O Lord, Lord, wilt Thou be the first one? I have heard it so many times in my life, but then there is nothing and there continues to be nothing. From my side, O Lord, could it please Thee to awaken my soul and to grant me a true concern. Oh, that such may be found among us, among young and old in their secret chambers, and that their cry in the midst of the bondage may come up unto heaven, and that it may be heard in the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth, who has all power given unto Him in heaven and in earth, and is able to speak but one word, and we shall be healed, and we shall be raised from the dead. Lord, remember us. Remember all of those that bring Thy word. Remember all those that study to bring Thy word, and all those that do instruct them. Thou knowest also their place and their needs and their fears. And wilt Thou supply for them day by day in their studies. Do grant them by times a little instruction from heaven, and that Thy word may be experienced indeed to be a light upon their path. And do remember all those that are handicapped, those that suffer from serious diseases, all those that have difficulties of the mind. Remember Thou all that rule and reign over us. And they also, O Lord, are given an office. And then by nature, and then we believe that it is from men, and we are ready to do the will of men. But oh, that Thou may open their eyes, and may Thou show unto them who does set one up and put down another, that they may be given to know to whom they are accountable, and that they may be given to fear Thy name. Wilt Thou look upon our school, and all those that labor therein, and therefore may Thou remember all the labors, also in this last week in this year, and that Thou may watch over our children, the bus drivers to and from over dangerous roads, watch over and protect, and could it please Thee to show Thyself with a still small voice, also in the midst of our classrooms, that there may be a little word, and that is spoken by our instructors, that may be for the instruction of our children upon their pilgrim journey to that never-ending eternity, and that Thou may give strength unto those that labor, and give new hearts unto our children. Be with all that are instructed in other places, and could it please Thee to put away far from us the desires to walk according to this world, in all the fashions of the world, after all the desires of the world, the customs of the world, the delights and the entertainments of the world, which all are passing away and will soon perish forever. Oh, give in this afternoon a little unction of Thy Holy Spirit, a little strength for our body, and all that is necessary in our mind, and that Thy presence may be felt among us, feelingly, believingly, to glorify Thy name, for Jesus' sake. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 248, stanzas 1 through 4. The man who once has found abode within the secret place of God shall with Almighty God abide, and in His shadow safely hide. We announced that our male members in this past meeting in this past week, the following were chosen of 40 offices. For the office of elder, Mr. Garrett Van Heerden. For the office of deacon, Mr. Henry Van Sluis. Lawful objections must be brought to the consistory by December the 30th. The last collection today is for the Calgary loan repayment. 248, 1 through 4. congregation the grace of reflection. That is a very special benefit. The rush, the superficiality of the times that we live in are not very conducive to reflection. But there will be much reflection in eternity. David reflected much on the deliverance of the Lord out of the pit. And so it will be in the portion of God's children to reflect on that great deliverance forever. But in the Bible, then we also read about a worm that dieth not. That is, that there will be a reflection by the wicked upon their sin, but also upon the opportunity that they have received in their life, which has been by them day by day squandered away. There is never cause for despair upon reflection in this life. That is not for the most wicked person and not for one that has come to the greatest age. Thus there is great profit in it. Great profit in it in a special way if it may cause our heart to receive some unrest, that we may be awakened upon our pilgrim journey to eternity. Thus, how is it with our reflections, that is, upon the reading, upon the preaching of God's Word week by week, the reading of His Word daily in our secret places and in our families, but also upon the Word and the Sacrament and that confession that we have made in the administration of that Sacrament. That is the subject for our consideration in this afternoon. You will find the words of our text in Joshua 20 once again. Joshua 20, the first part of verse 8. Joshua 20, verse 8a. And on the other side of Jordan, by Jericho eastward, they assigned Bezer in the wilderness, upon the plain out of the tribe of Reuben. So far, the words of our text. Bezer. First, the meaning of Bezer. Second, the neglect of Bezer. And third, taking refuge in Bezer. Bezer. First, the meaning of Bezer. Second, the neglect of Bezer. And third, taking refuge in Bezer. And they appointed Kedesh, that was in the north, that is, holy place. And they appointed Shechem, that was in the center of the land, that is, shoulder for the bearing of the burdens. And they appointed also, as we heard this morning, Hebron. Hebron, that is, association, that is, communion for those who have broken that communion. And now, Now we go to the east of the Jordan. Now we go to the fourth city of refuge that is just across that Jordan River. On the other side of that river, over against Hebron that we have heard of in this morning. That is in the low tablelands beyond Mount Nebo. Bezer, that was a city of refuge for the tribes of Reuben, for the tribes of Gad. They have been set aside already by Moses. And that was appointed later as a city of refuge by Joshua. That was a city that was given unto the children of Merari of the tribe of Levi. Bezer. And what is the meaning of Bezer? Bezer, that is a remote fortress or a fortified place. A fortified place. Thus, boys and girls, what is that? A fortified place. You can imagine in those days when the enemy came, then it was necessary to have very, very strong walls. That enemy, when they came with their horses and they came with their chariots and they came with their bows and they came with their arrows, that enemy would not be able to come on the other side of those fortifications, on the other side of those walls. Thus, the necessity that is because of the strength of those enemies. That is no different today. And we do not have the same kind of fortifications because there is not the same kind of warfare. There is not the same kind of threat. And yet there are other fortifications that are being made because of the threat, because of the strength of that enemy. A man does not make himself a prisoner of that fortified place just because of something which is not seen by him as a threat at all. Thus, it will not be because, boys and girls, then there is a little mouse or another little animal, and that a man is hiding himself in such a fortress. No, but then he has to feel something. He has to feel something of his weakness. He has to feel something of his vulnerability. He has to feel something of that strength of that enemy. And when he feels something of this, then he is willing to enclose himself. He is willing to limit himself only to the space that is within that city, and he will not go out of that city. Thus, he feels the danger. He feels how exposed that he is. He feels that if that enemy is now coming, he will surely lose the battle against him. He feels something of the imminency of that threat, that any moment that enemy can come. Isaiah, he speaks about that people that they broke down their houses in order that they may fortify the walls. Thus, they have done without their comforts, in order that they may seek for themselves their safety. Thus Rehoboam, when he came to power, we read that he fortified those strongholds and he put captains in them and oil and wine so that they would be prepared against that enemy. There is great comfort in the strength of that fortress. That enemy, that he is not able to penetrate that fortress. But if now I question the strength of that fortress, then I can be within it, but I still receive no rest day nor night from fear of that enemy. And on the other side, Jordan by Jericho eastward, they assigned Bezer in the wilderness upon the plain out of the tribe of Reuben. Bezer, that is remote fortress. That is a fortress that is far away, as it were, that is not close to that enemy, that is away from the fighting, that is away from that conflict. Oh, do you know what that is? To desire as such a fortress. Because there are those that are in the midst of that warfare, and then they are wishing that they may receive such a fortress. David feared Saul, his enemy, every day. And we read, there came a day he said, "Oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then I would fly away and be at rest, far away from that enemy, where that enemy is not able to reach me, where he is not able to overcome me." Thus we see a people that are looking for such a hiding place because they feel that they cannot defend themselves anymore. That strength of that enemy that is now greater than their own strength. That manslayer lay under the curse. And then it was for him that he could find outside of that city no place that was safe from that avenging justice of the Lord. And that in a special way, because it was the law that was on the side of that avenging justice. And therefore we read, and on the other side Jordan by Jericho eastward, they assigned Bezer in the wilderness upon the plain out of the tribe of Reuben. Because that people, they had in that place another representation in a spiritual way for the need of their soul. Thus Bezer as a refuge, Bezer as a fortress that is once again a picture of Christ, that is as a refuge from the power of that enemy. And to whom is that picture so suitable of him? That is to them who experience their helplessness. That is to those who fear to be overcome by that enemy, so that they have no might against that great enemy that is coming against them. And so Isaiah has prophesied to that people later, when he says, "A man shall be as an hiding place from the wind and as a covert from the tempest." And then he is looking forward with that people who may experience something of that weakness of their flesh, of that strength of that enemy, looking for that child that was to come, and that they may be given by the Lord to take refuge in him already by faith. You say the Lord Jesus, he was a weak man. He was subject to all kinds of infirmities, just like you and I. That is so true. And yet Solomon, he says, the name of the Lord is as a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. Thus, that name of the Lord, as a strong tower, as a high fortress, to which that soul is running into and finding safety. Thus, what is it in him in which that people are finding a fortress, in which that people are finding safety? Well, they find safety in his divinity. So it was said unto Mary, that holy thing that shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Thus the wise men, they were given by the Lord to look through that humanity of Christ and to observe something of his blessed divinity. And there they may worship him as that divine being. Where shall anyone in this world find a fortress that is of greater strength, that is of greater might than God himself? Than that almighty omnipotence. Bartimaeus, he said, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Why did he say that, boys and girls? Why did he not just say, Jesus, have mercy on me? No, he said, Jesus, thou Son of David. Because the people, they were waiting for a king. There was a king that was promised to them. And the people, they were looking for, through that king, for the deliverance from all their enemies. But Bartimaeus, he may be given with those blind eyes, he may be given to see more in him than all the Jewish nation. Then it was not only for the deliverance from those natural enemies, but the opening of his eyes that was for him a spiritual cry, that he may be crying unto that Son of David. Thus a king, we read, where the word of a king is, there is power. So the centurion, he said, Lord, speak the word only, one word. Do you say that too, young people? Do you say that too sometimes? Lord, one word, one word. Oh, break, Lord, break my hard and stony heart. Balaam, he says, there shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. And he shall smite the corners of Moab and destroy all the children of Sheth. The kings of the earth, they shall set themselves, and the counselors, the rulers, they shall take counsel together and say, let us break his bands asunder and cast their cords from us. But the Lord in the heaven shall laugh. Because it is not only that king upon the earth, but it is that heavenly King of kings. Oh, that Son of David, and that church in that Old Testament already may be given to be looking forward to in that time to come. Bezer, That fortified place. What is the strength? That people may be given to see in that little child. You say he is a weak child. No, they have come to him in his might. Because he is a child that has been sent. He is a child that has been appointed. Thus there is connected to that child the promise of the Father that he will help him with his work, that he will uphold him in that human nature, and that he will bring him through. There is that promise of the Holy Spirit filling him without measure, that he may receive all the gifts and everything that is necessary to finish everything that the Father has given unto him to do. Thus that church, they may see something of that strength. They may see something of that fortification, which may give to them that knowledge of that safety, when they may be only found in him. That thief, he saw in that innocence of Christ a fortress. Thus, on the outside of that innocence, this man, he had done nothing amiss. On the outside of that innocence of Christ, then that man had to perish. And he was given by faith in that moment to run into that tower, unto that name, and experience something of that safety, of that mighty fortress. The Lord's Supper, that is now for the strengthening of faith, that is for the assurance, that is for the certainty of faith, that is set by the Lord to seal that faith. Why? That they may know the power, that they may know the strength of that fortress, that they may know the safety, that they may experience the safety and what it is to be in that city by faith. But congregation, there are not so many among us that have made use of this. And that is why in our second thought, then we must consider for a few moments the neglect of Bezer. And that is not so much the neglect of the sacrament, because no one is to be reproved for the neglect of that sacrament which does not belong to him. But we are to be reproved for the neglect of the substance of that sacrament. We are to be reproved for the neglect of that fortress that is for Bezer itself. Because what has taken place in this morning, that is a confession. And when we have not made use of that supper, then we have said with our remaining in our bench that we have no need for the substance of that supper, that we have no need for Christ. That he is in our eyes just simply as it says in God's word that they called him the Nazarene. if that is now truly what we say, then what an offense that is in the eyes of the Lord. Is that not of the greatest offense in the eyes of Him that sent Him? Because it is just the fact of His sending by which He is declaring unto us our need for Him. Because if it was not necessary, then He had never been sent into this world. Thus, the Father, in the sending of that Son, He is declaring unto us our great need. But we say no. We say we do not need Him. Is that not a mockery? Is that not now a mockery, actually, of all the warnings of the Lord? Is that not now the same as in the days of Noah? When Noah for 120 years did declare unto that people the word of the Lord that there was a flood coming, that the Lord was going to destroy all mankind from off the face of this world, and that before their eyes was built that ark, and it was the declaration of Noah, simply by the building of that ark, the need of that people for that destruction that was coming. But that people, they did not believe Him. Thus, it was a mockery. That stronghold, that fortified place, that was set before the eyes of the people, but that people felt so safe outside of that ark, all because of unbelief. The Lord, He warns us of the danger of our state when we are lying in the midst of death, that is a spiritual death, and we know it, but we do not believe it, and we do not believe that that death is soon going to become for us an eternal death. So that when the tree falls to the north or to the south, there it shall lie forever and forever. Thus the Lord warns us that we are traveling by nature unto that place where that worm dieth not and that fire is not quenched. Thus the Lord warns us that we are hanging, as it were, over an eternal abyss. And that any moment that thread of our life, that can be cut off. And the Lord declares to us that we are traveling in our ease, that we are traveling as a sleeping man, in our carnality, in our vanity, with no eyes to see our danger. But He says we are in danger. He says we are in the greatest danger. Oh, if only our eyes may be opened for a moment to see what great danger that we are in. Because that triple-headed enemy, he is of great power. And he seeks that our eyes should be closed, that we would not see with our eyes. And that our ears should be shut, that we would not hear with our ears. O Satan, he is the liar from the beginning. He says you have tomorrow. We do not know that we have tomorrow. We know we have yet a portion of today, or we have only this very moment. Satan says, do not believe it. It is not so as the word of God does say. The world that draws us with its luxury, with all its entertainments and everything that is that our heart that is so inclined to, but then we are as a man that is sleeping on the top of a mast in the storm. And our heart that loves to have it so, deceitful above all things, desperately wicked, and made that communion, that association, that relation with that prince of darkness. No, it is not because there is no fortified city. It is not because we have not heard that there is such a city. It is not because that there is no room in that city, that there is no dwelling place in that city. It is because we do not see our need for that city. It is because we do not see our danger. It is because we are filled, just filled with unbelief. But congregation, where are we going to hide ourselves in that day of His wrath? What is now that fortress? What is now that hiding place that is going to be open unto us in that day? Where are we going to find deliverance from the strength of that enemy? And then especially when the Lord Himself is setting Himself against us, and the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bond man and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of Him and that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of His wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Oh, then they find no fortress. Then they find no walls. Then they find no bulwark. Then they find no Bezer. Oh, Solomon, he says, go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. Which having no overseer, ruler, or guide, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her harvest. Oh, how long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep? So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth. And I want, as an armed man, a prudent man, Solomon says, a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself. That is our prudence. We have no prudence. We have no prudence by nature. Why not? Because we are filled with unbelief. Or when there is Bezer, a fortified place that is set before us, Sabbath after Sabbath day, let us sing. Psalter 266, 1 and 2. God is King forever. Let the nations tremble. Throned above the cherubim, by all the earth adored. He is great in Zion, high above all peoples. Praise Him with fear, for holy is the Lord. 1 and 2 of Psalter 266. Thank you. and on the other side Jordan, by Jericho eastward, they assigned Bezer. In the wilderness upon the plain out of the tribe of Reuben, Bezer, remote fortress. And then then you say, no need. Never seen beauty. Never seen form. Never seen comeliness in him. But we would like to ask, is that really so of all of you? Is that really so? Is that really so in your inner chamber? Is that really so in that secret life? That you may live before the Lord. That is only between the Lord and your soul. Is that really so? That you have never felt your lost, your ruined condition? That the Lord has never opened unto you the danger of your state as you are traveling to eternity. Is that really so? That you have never mourned that condition? Is that really so that you feel no separation? That you do not miss? That there is no longing? That there is no hunger? That there is no thirst? Is that really so that enemy of sin that has never become too strong for you? Is that really so that you have no burden? That you carry over this world? Is that really so? That you can always uphold yourself? And is it really so that the Lord has never cut off your hope and given you the slightest sight of who he is? To give in your heart that you say, I never had one moment, never a moment, where there was hope in that Son of God. That my eye has never been privileged with the smallest ray of light from heaven, that I may see some beauty in that Son of Man. that my heart that was never drawn to Him by the opening of some word out of His holy book, that I had desired to be hidden in Him, and that I had said in that moment, O Lord, show me more. Oh, that I may be given so to see Him, and that I may be given to embrace Him, that I may be able to say, He is mine, and I am His. Or is it so that every one of you who has remained in your seat in this morning hour is completely, completely ignorant of these matters? What lay then in your way? Was it now the fear of man? Who art thou that should be afraid of a man that should die? Or the son of man that shall be as the grass? Amram and Jochebed, they hid Moses 3 months. And then they couldn't hide him anymore. And then they had to lay him in the hands of the Lord. Or was it your unholiness? And with whom is He pleased to sit? Is it not with publicans and with sinners? Or was it now the lack of certainty of your case? But what have you to do but to come to Him as lost, as wretched, as guilty, as miserable, as helpless, in your need for Him? Or was it because of lack of faith? And for what reason has He instituted that Holy Supper? Is that now for the strong? That the strong may be strengthened? Or is it because He has time and again to say, O ye of little faith? Is there another fortress? Is there another fortress to which you can flee? A fortress outside of the blood of Jesus. David says, I flee unto Thee to hide me. Oh, may the Lord give to you then that place. Congregation, then it is also possible the other way around. It is also possible that we come to that supper in the wrong way. Why then do we come there? Do we come there to be seen of men? And lacking the substance and desire for that substance? It is a fearful thing to think that we are safe when we are not? What is more fearful? What is more fearful? And to be in a house that is built upon the sand, believing that when that storm comes, that that house is going to stand. Adam and Eve, they tried to hide from the Lord, but they could not find a hiding place. Their fig leaves could not cover them. And if that supper is a fig leaf to us, before all the congregation, then it is not going to cover us in the day of His wrath. The Lord says, if they will hide themselves on the top of Carmel, I will fetch them from thence. And if they shall be hid from me on the bottom of the sea, I will send my serpent and it shall bite them. Oh, what is the foundation of the error of the hypocrite? That is dishonesty. That dishonesty is lying in our unbelief. That is the unbelief of our death state. Then we believe there is still something in us when the Lord says we are dead. Oh, the Lord Himself, make us upright. May we ask, oh Lord, make me upright. Make me upright before Thee. But now what a blessedness when we may experience something already in this life of what it means to take refuge in Bezer. Our fathers, they have said there is one comfort in life and in death, that I may know that I am not my own, but that I belong unto my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. Objective knowledge, that is not enough. But now that subjective knowledge, by a true and saving faith, what a rest. What a peace that is experienced by that church by moments here below. Why? Because then they experience something of the safety. They experience something of the strength of that fortress. That everything they have feared in their life that is not able to touch them, as long as they may be in that fortress. John says the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin. Or is that not a wonder for that manslayer? May he not take refuge in that blood and feel and experience something of the safety of that blood applied to his soul. Paul says, for there is now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. No condemnation. Is that not safety? Is that not the strength of that mighty fortress? In glory we read, there shall be no more curse. Or what is it? It is the deliverance, the eternal deliverance from that avenger of blood. Penines thou may mock, but they cannot make the people afraid, because their mouth that is enlarged over all their enemies. David says, in the time of my trouble, he will hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. Who can touch them there? When about them is the walls, the bulwarks of the triune God. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And he that toucheth them, toucheth the apple of his eye. Did Paul not rightly say, if God be for us, who can be against us? Is that not be, sir? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather than that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, and who also maketh intercession for us. Or is that not Bezer? Bezer. Fortified place. And a taste, a little taste, here below, of the safety of that city, of that eternal city, that enemy of sin that will never enter there. And there shall be there an eternal communion. Or is there now a people that are by moments here below, an Advent people, looking for that second Advent, looking for that second coming? Moses, he speaks of the blessedness of that coming. Deuteronomy 33, 27 to 29. We'll close with it. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them. Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon a land of corn and wine. Also his heavens shall drop down dew. Happy art thou, O Israel. Who is like unto thee? O people saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help, and who is the sword of thy excellency? And thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places. Bezer, fortified place. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, instruct us, teach us, O draw us, because our danger that is so great, but our hearts are so full of unbelief. And thou alone art able to grant us that true believing in Thee, that true faith in the truth of Thy Word. Oh, could it please Thee, Lord. We come now to the end of it in this Thy day, that there may be something by which that we may be drawn, that our hearts could no longer go on, that Thou would say by way of reflection, so far and no further, that the world may lose its value, and that our treasure may be in heaven, that there may be a desire for that blessed communion, for the first time or by renewal. Look on us in the week to come. Help us with our work. Keep us from sin. Bless Thy word, for Jesus' sake. Amen. 128, all stanzas. God is our refuge and our strength, a helper ever near us. We will not fear though earth be moved, for God is nigh to cheer us. 1, 2, and 3 of 128. Thank you. Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Bless us.